This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul and Vector with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. You might think eating healthier is more expensive. Well, yes, it is. But not by much. Study found the healthiest meals were only $1 or $2 more on average than unhealthy meals. So for just a couple bucks more per meal, you're able to eat healthier, which leads to higher quality of life and lower healthcare costs. So put your money where your mouth is. New study says people who listen to music while exercising enjoy their workouts 28% more than those who don't listen to anything. Those who listen to tunes enjoy their sweat session 13% more than those who listen to a podcast. Unless, of course, they're listening to a podcast of this show, The Daily Buzz. What do you do to beat the blues? Numbers say one in three of us turns to baking after a stressful day. In fact, two-thirds of respondents said that baking improves their mood when they're feeling down. One-third of baking fans say they find baking to be a better stress reliever than whoopee. New report on the global debt, that's the money owed by governments, corporations, and individuals in the world. That number has reached a record high of $237 trillion. Makes me feel a bit better about my credit card balance. Guys, a sauna can keep you sharp. New numbers show guys who take a sauna 4 to 7 times a week reduce their risk of developing dementia by 66%. Hey, count me in. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul and Decker with part two of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. A guy in Cooperstown, New York, just participated in the hot pepper eating contest there, down to Carolina Reaper, considered the hottest pepper on the planet. Witnesses say he immediately started suffering from dry heaves. He was rushed to the hospital with excruciating headaches. Doctors said he was suffering from something called a thunderclap headache. That could be a knucklehead story. What? No Nikos? Candy maker New England Confectionery has announced they'll go out of business by next month unless they can find a buyer for the company. That may or may not scare you because they're famous for their Niko wafers and sweetheart candies. In fact, since the news broke out, there's been a nationwide scramble to buy up Niko wafers. People hoarding the chalky candy in case they disappear. No more Niko. Say it isn't so. There's a restaurant in England just started making pizzas using onion rings and chicken nuggets as toppings. People are so intrigued, they're trying to get them shipped all over the world, even here to the U.S. Well, why can't we just make our own? You try it. Let me know what you think. I'm not gonna try it. How about a few random facts? There are people who speak about 800 different languages in Queens, New York, which is more than anywhere else in the world. Those inflatable dancing tubes you see outside car dealerships have been around since 1996. They were originally invented as part of the opening ceremonies for the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta. And did you know or do you care? Let it snow, silver bells, white Christmas, Rudolph, a holly jolly Christmas, and the Christmas song were all written by Jewish composers. New list of popular pets out. Believe it or not, tarantulas are on the list. Yeah, they're at number 10, but they're there. Just after iguanas, geckos, and other lizards. Dogs still number one. 45% of us have dogs. 30% have cats. Fish number three. Birds four. And hamsters, gerbils, and mice right in the middle of the pack. Finally, am I the only one that gets driven crazy when people say things incorrectly like mute, point, deep-seated, should've, and whole nother? Yeah, those are all wrong. Make you sound dumb if you say them wrong. It's a moot point, M-O-O-T. Obviously, mute means silence. Moot means something insignificant. deep-seated should be deep-seated. It means something buried deep within. Should've is wrong, and should-have is right. People get confused because the contraction should've sounds like should-of. Really just matters when you write it. And whole nother probably drives me nuts the most. It's whole other. People just jam the word whole into another. Knucklehead News out of New Hampshire, where a woman who thought she had a lock on a job at the county jail was locked up when a background check turned up a warrant for her arrest. Christina Heffs applied for the job last week at the Hillsborough County Department of Corrections. But when she came back for a follow-up interview, her potential employer found out she was wanted for theft in Maine. Switched gears, asking her about her rap sheet rather than her skill set. Jail superintendent said police came in and verified who she was, asked her to step outside. Next thing she knows, they're slapping on the cuffs and putting her in the paddy wagon. Knucklehead. That's the Daily Buzz. You have something I should buzz about? Send it to me. Paul at WCSY.com is my email. Fax is 637-2675. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven or leave us a message on Facebook or Twitter. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz are available at WCSY.com. That's our website. You can become a subscriber of The Daily Buzz. We'll send it to you by email each and every day we do it. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ayendecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.